You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. As the presidential campaigns wind down to their final weeks before Election Day, the number of negative television and radio ads seems to be increasing. University of Michigan professor Arthur Lupia and doctoral student Yana Krupnikov say voters typically do not like negative ads, especially as some are still deciding which candidate should replace President Bush in the Oval Office. Lupia is an expert on voting and elections.
When people talk about negative ads, they're really talking about two different things, and it's important to understand the difference. There are contrast ads and there are negative ads. In a contrast ad, the point is to emphasize the difference between two candidates. So, for example, on Iraq, a contrast ad might say that Obama wants to pull out of Iraq relatively soon, where McCain may want to stay longer. That ad would be pointing out the difference between two candidates. And that's different than a strictly negative ad that focuses on one candidate. So, for example, the McCain ads that focused on Obama's celebrity, there was nothing contrasting there. It was meant to convey a negative image of Obama. And similarly, Obama has run ads on immigration where he didn't talk about his own views on immigration. He focused on negative aspects of McCain's views on immigration. So that's a big difference in what people think about when they talk about negative ads.
Krupnikov has done research on negative campaign advertisements by analyzing data from seven presidential elections from 1976 to the year 2000.
So the key result in my dissertation is that negativity can actually be really demobilizing, but only at a certain time, and mainly after people have decided which candidate they prefer, but before they've had a chance to act on this decision with a vote. And the reason this happens is that being exposed to negativity after you've made a decision really tells people what a terrible choice they've just made. It sort of lets them believe that the candidate they've picked is actually no better than the other guy. It's no better than the candidate they don't like. And once there's no difference between the two candidates, there's really no reason to vote. There's really no reason to show up.
So, Yana, does negative campaigning work?
It depends what you mean by work. If by work you mean, does negativity from one candidate convince his supporters of his opponent to vote for him, then no. I really see no evidence that negativity convinces anyone to switch their votes, to show up and vote for a different person.
And what about voter turnout?
Yes, I find a lot of evidence in many different situations that it really does affect turnout. It really convinces people to not show up, to not cast these ballots. So if a candidate is really looking to influence the outcome by convincing the supporters of his opponent to not vote, then yeah, I think negativity can be very effective and can work.
Lupia said how a candidate responds to negative ads is a tactical decision.
If one candidate is behind in the polls and they go negative on the candidate that's leading, the leading candidate doesn't necessarily have to respond. The ads they've been running, the campaign they've been running is working. Going negative may have no benefit for them, so they don't have to. If it's a tight race and one candidate has called the other candidate on an issue that voters care about, then typically they do have to respond. And so if one candidate in a presidential election attacks the other one as being weak on defense and voters are really keyed in on defense, then the second candidate has to respond because in those cases, no response looks like no position.
Lupia and Krupnikov said voters want the candidates to discuss specific plans to address the issues. These messages often affirm their support for a candidate.
Different voters want to hear different things. For voters who've already made their decisions, what they want to hear is that they made the right choice. So right now, people who are supporting Obama, they want to see in the ad that he's really going to do the types of things that made them support Obama, and similarly for McCain. For people who are still on the fence, they need some new reason to go one way or the other. In many cases, a negative ad could be that reason. They may think that the candidates are roughly equal when it comes to the policies, but if on one issue they care about, let's say it's abortion or the environment, we can emphasize that one candidate has a really scary position on that. That may be an effective way to drive some voters off the fence.
Right now, at the end of the campaign, I agree with Professor Lupia. Americans really want to hear that they've made the right choice. They want some information that's going to make them feel confident about the candidate they've selected, something that really gives them a reason to show up on election day and to act on their choices. I also think that people want to be entertained a little bit. They want some reason to keep attention on this really long campaign. And to some extent, negativity and negative information really does that. It creates something that draws people in. It gives them something to talk about, something to focus on.
Arthur Lupia is a political science professor at the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. Yana Krupnikov is a doctoral student in the Department of Political Science.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.